For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Emma Isaac. I'm here with James Brower. He is the Regional Communications Manager for Idaho Fish and Game Region 6. How are you today, James?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Wonderful. So this past Saturday, there was a 26-year-old young man who was in kind of the Provo Canyon, and he saw a mountain lion, and the mountain lion stalked him for 6 minutes. So this video went viral, so I wanted to ask you a few questions just about what people can do when they see a mountain lion. So first of all, what are people supposed to actually do when they do see a mountain lion?
So the important thing to keep in mind is that mountain lions are an ambush predator, and they don't typically see us humans as their prey. So that's not to say people haven't been attacked on occasion. It does happen, but usually it's a really young mountain lion trying to figure stuff out, or sometimes it's an older mountain lion that's been struggling to find food. But in general, they don't see us as a food source, but they are ambush predators. And so one of the most important things you want to do is not run away from them, not turn your back to them, and look them in the eye. So they don't like to be seen. They're used to sneaking up on their prey from behind. And so if they know that you're aware of them, that's kind of a big turnoff to them, big sign that you're not afraid of them and that you're probably going to fight and that they're hopefully not going to attack you. And then also, if you have kids with you, always a good idea to pick them up, keep them safe, and then make yourself look as big as you can. So if you're wearing a coat or, you know, something you can do to spread your arms out, and just make yourself look really big so that may deter the attack. Also, you need to shout, throw stuff at them, rocks, sticks, whatever you got with you. Just make them know that you're not afraid of them. And if contact is made, then you do need to fight back with everything you got. Poke their eyes, dig in their nose. Cats are really sensitive to being choked out. They have a really weak throat. So you can try that, but just go for all the sensitive areas, letting that mountain lion know that you are not their food, you're not their prey, and that you're going to fight back.
That's really good information to know. So what is the worst thing someone could do in a situation where there's a mountain lion that knows that they're there?
Yep, so turning your back is one thing to not do. Crouching down or laying on the ground is something that you definitely don't want to do. You've kind of just exposed yourself. Just make yourself, big, bad, and threatening. That's what you want to do.
So what are some of the dangers of mountain lion encounters?
They have really sharp claws, and they have really sharp teeth. They're predators, and they're really good at what they do. They're used to taking down, animals as big as deer, which, some people are about that same size. So they are dangerous, but like I said, they typically do not see humans as a food source. And there's kind of an old adage that says that you've probably never seen a mountain lion out in the wild, but they've probably seen you. So we do have robust populations of mountain lions in Idaho. All across Idaho, you could potentially run into a mountain lion. So a great thing to do is be prepared, one, with knowledge of knowing what to do, and two, bear spray is great. It works on anything with eyes and lungs, basically. It's going to hurt them, and it can definitely deter a mountain lion attack as well.
So in kind of the video that went viral of the 26-year-old, he was trail running in Provo, kind of in the mountains, when he saw the mountain lion. He saw the cubs first and then saw the mom immediately after trying to protect her cubs. So I guess, how can people prevent mountain lions? I'm sure trail running alone is never a good idea. What are some other things that people can do to prevent the situation from happening?
Yeah, going in groups is a good thing if you can, making a lot of noise. So a lot of times what gets people into trouble is they're out in the woods alone and they're quiet, right? And then that makes them more apt or likely to run into to an animal that uses the same roads and trails that we do often. A lot of times they're looking for the path of least resistance, and sometimes those dirt roads are pretty appealing, because they can get them from point A to point B pretty quickly. So making a lot of noise, making yourself known, most animals are just going to avoid you and get away before you ever see them.
So this encounter with a mountain lion happened in Provo, Utah. Do people actually see mountain lions ever in Idaho, or do they kind of live in this region at all?
Oh, absolutely. So mountain lions are found all across Idaho. They're a huntable species. We have quite a few of them, very, very robust populations. Like I said, they're stealth predators, and they're not very often seen, just because they're really good at what they do, and so they're stalking through the woods very silently. But they are out there, absolutely.
So I know earlier this year there was a mountain lion that wandered into a neighborhood. So if people do see a mountain lion, who should they call? What should they do?
Yeah, absolutely. We would definitely appreciate a call if you see a mountain lion in town. That is definitely not a place where they're supposed to be, and we'd like to hear about it. It happened several times throughout the year in places like Haley Ketchum, those rural areas. Also happens around Idle Falls, Rexburg, in our neck of the woods as well. So if you spot a mountain lion that's skulking around yards or on one of those doorbell cameras or something, please let us know about it. Call your local regional office. You can find our number on the website. Here locally, it's 525-7290. And just report it. We'd like to help out. Human safety is always our number one concern.
Is there anything else you feel people should know about mountain lions or other dangerous animals in the area?
Yeah, I mean, you just always have to have your wits about you, be aware of your surroundings, know what's going on, and be prepared with knowledge, number one, making sure that you know how to react to a certain situation, and then have your bear spray with you. If you're going out into the woods where you can encounter, you know, a mountain lion or a bear or even a moose or something that, you know, may be dangerous if you bump into it, just have some precautions there to be able to take care of the situation so that you can come home safe and all will be well. So I don't want people to be scared or afraid to go out in the woods. These animals have always been here for a long time. We have, you know, millions and millions of successful trips outdoors every year. Unfortunately, there are just a few times, few scenarios where somebody runs into trouble. But if you're prepared for it and take the right actions, then you're going to be okay.
Well, thank you so much, James, for answering a few of my questions.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem.